There are lawmakers and organizations hailing the 2026 legislative session for the package of bills intended to improve workforce development. Monroe Representative Mike Eccles, the chairman of the legislative Republican delegation, says they passed legislation that provides exposure to career opportunities for students as early as grade school.
Try to put people on track so they have choices once they move through their education, K through 12, and then on to either the community college system or straight to work.
Adam Knapp, the CEO of Leaders for a Better Louisiana, says legislation was approved that expands eligibility requirements for the TOPS Tech Scholarship Program for students in community and technical colleges.
They have more broadly expanded the program guidance, the eligible dollar values of those programs, and made it much more flexible for the use of those funds so that you can also be a part-time student.
Knapp says legislators also approved the Learn and Earn Act, which authorizes specialized internships on high school campuses. The state wrestling championships are moving from Bossier City to the Memorial Convention Center starting next year. The 2027 championships are slated for February 13th and 14th, and the U.S. Senate Commerce Committee begins discussion on a bill intended to fix college athletics. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey asked Congress to pass a law that would bring much-needed regulations on NIL deals and to reduce player movement from school to school. But the SEC and Big Ten issued a joint statement last night saying they oppose the legislation as it is written now. For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.